everyone, welcome back. And if this is your first time tuning into this podcast, welcome to the She's Fearless podcast. I am your host, Erica Lipscomb. Today we're going to be talking about fear. And I know I've talked about fear before, but the purpose of this podcast is to help you, to encourage you to live a life of freedom, to not to allow fear to keep you bound and keep you from doing all that God wants you to do, to keep you from being the person God created you to be. You were created for a reason. You were created for a purpose, to be a blessing to someone else. And if you continue to live your life in fear, to allow fear to control you, to keep you bound up, then you cannot be all that God has called you to be and to do all the things that God has called you to do so that you can help someone. And the verse I want to read to you is one of my favorite verses concerning fear. And for those of you who do not know, and I have struggled with fear pretty much all my life, from the time I was a kid all the way up until now. And it didn't matter what it was. It could be, you know, I feared speaking in front of people. I feared, and to this day, I still struggle with fear. And we've all struggled with fear in some form or fashion. And so I've gotten to the point where I do not want to allow fear to control me, to keep its grips tightly around me. And so this is what what I want to do, to help other people to know that you cannot and you should not live your life in fear. And so this verse, whenever fear rears its ugly head, whenever I start to get anxious and to stress out and to worry, this verse here, and I think I've read this verse before, but I'm going to read it again. It's in Isaiah 41:10. And it says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And like I said, whenever I feel fear popping up, whenever, you know, my heart starts beating fast, when I have to do something maybe that's out of my comfort zone, or something that that maybe it's just different for me, or when something happens and I'm fearing that, or you know, whatever it may be, I go to this verse in the Bible and I read this, and I get it in my spirit, I get it in my head, and I will say this out loud, I will say it to myself, I will repeat it until I no longer feel that fear. And I want to read to you the Amplified version, and it says, "Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, and of salvation. Fear is not of God, and because it's not of God, it is a bondage. Because anything that is of God, that comes from God, gives you freedom. It frees you. It doesn't bind you up. It doesn't restrict you. It frees you. Bondage enslaves you. It restrains you. It ties you up. So since fear is a bondage and bondages enslaves you, it is not from God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, "The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." So that means God is fear is not of God. Because if you're with God and God lives in you and you're walking with the Lord, there's freedom. We may not walk in that freedom, but there is freedom. You know, I know that we all deal with fear. Fear of failure, fear of what people might say or what they might think, fear of death, fear of sickness, fear of flying, fear of doing something out of your comfort zone. That's something that I've struggled with as far as coming out of my comfort zone. I've done, like, most of the stuff that I've done was something that felt comfortable to me, something that was in my comfort zone. If it's anything that was outside of my comfort zone, something that I'm not used to, something that was new, something that was different, it was that fear that would come up on me, feeling like, oh, I can't do it because it's something different, it's something new, it's something, you know, that I've never experienced. So fear would come on me. Fear of speaking in front of a crowd, the fear of divorce. Some of you might know this, some of you might not know this, but I am divorced. And the fact that I feared divorce, I didn't want to get a divorce, but I was just in fear of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Like, I mean, because when you get married, most people don't think, oh, in 10 years or in 5 years or in 20 years or 35 years, I'm going to get a divorce. When you marry that person that you love, you're thinking like, we're going to grow old together. We're going to be together forever until one of us die or the rapture comes. So you're not thinking like, okay, I'm going to get a divorce. And so when this was presented to me, I instantly was fearful, and I feared, I was just like, what am I going to do? What are people going to think that, you know, like, how am I going to survive? Like, what can I do? I mean, like, what, you know, all these things was going through my head, going, you know, thinking about, okay, gosh, what am I going to do? Like, I can't get divorced. Like, as if getting a divorce is the end of everything. And it's not. And even though I may not have wanted that divorce, even though that divorce happened, but I didn't die. I still survived. And because of that, I feel like that I am more stronger now than I was before the divorce. And so sometimes we fear this. Sometimes we fear that divorce or that whatever it is that you're facing. So whatever you are fearing, whatever you're up against, God is saying, do not fear anything. He's not saying, okay, you can fear this, but then you don't have to fear that. No, it doesn't matter what it is. Do not fear, he says, do not fear anything. Why? Because he is with you and God will strengthen you so that you can face whatever you're going through, whatever you're up against. And it doesn't matter how big it is or even how small or little it is. God is with you. And if God is with you, then you don't need to fear. You don't need to worry. You don't need to stress. Because he has your back. He has your front. He has your side. He's all around you, protecting you. God is your defender. He is your refuge. He is your safety. He is your comforter. And whatever else you need him to be, that is what he is. When God tells us not to fear anything, that's because he is with us. And if he's saying do not fear anything because he's with us, then we need to rest in that. We need to rest in knowing that God has it covered. Rest in his peace. I mean, to be in his peace, to not to worry, to not to stress, to know, okay, God said for me not to fear because he's with me. And to know that, to know that God is with us, that God is going to go before us and behind us, and he's going to go alongside of us to strengthen us, to help us, to protect us, to guide us, to defend us. When we really rest in that, to rest in his peace, then there should be no fear. You should not worry. Just to rest in that. That is an awesome place to be, is to rest in that. To know that God has everything covered. That God will help you to do what you need to do. If you need to speak in front of somebody, he will give you the peace to speak in front of that in front of crowds. He will comfort you. He will help you to get through that divorce. Even if you may not want that divorce, he will help you. He will strengthen you. He will comfort you. Whatever it is, whatever you're facing, whatever has gotten you fearful, he is with you. So instead of allowing fear to bombard us, to keep us in bondage, to keep us enslaved, we need to know that God, the God that we serve, is with us. We need to know that we are already free. Do you hear me? We are already free. God has already set us free. All we need to do is walk in it. Walk in the freedom that he has given us, that is already ours. We need to accept it. So we need to know that we've already free. We need to know that God is with us. We need to know that he will strengthen us and that he will help us. And God is not going to have us out here looking crazy, struggling. He ain't going to do that. Now, somebody else may do that, but he ain't going to do that. And just know that things are going to come. God is not going to stop things from coming, from happening, but he's going to be with you when those things do happen, when struggles do come, when temptations do come, when you have to do something and you don't know how you're going to do it, he's going to be with you. There's no need of fear. Trust God. Trust to know that he has everything covered, that he is going to help you to get through this. In Psalms 91, it says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. We need to trust in God because he is our refuge. He is our fortress. Surely he will save you from the fowler snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear. It says this, you will not fear. Listen to that. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Rest in that, to know that he is our refuge. He is our fortress. He is going to cover us. So please do not allow fear to restrain you, to keep you from whatever God is calling you to do. God is with you. Walk in that freedom that God has given us, has placed on us. Accept it. Walk in it. Trust him. Know that he is not going to allow you to do this on your own. God is with you. Do not fear. 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 No matter what you're up against, do not fear. He is going to strengthen you. He is going to help you. It may feel like that you are all alone, but you're not. Maybe somebody has walked away from you. Maybe somebody has given up on you. But God has not. God is with you. God is going to strengthen you. Just trust him. Believe that he has everything covered. Believe that he is going to cover you. Whatever you do, wherever you go, he's going to cover you. Fear not. Do not fear anything. Anything. And I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to myself. Do not fear anything. Rest in knowing that God is with you. And that God did not create you for you to live in fear, to live in bondage. Fear of whatever it is. Now, that is not of God. That is from the enemy. And the enemy does not want to see you succeed. The enemy does not want to see you grow. The enemy does not want to see you walk in your purpose and what you were created to be. He doesn't want that. He doesn't want to see you be all that God has called you to be, all that God has created you to be and do. He wants you to live in fear, to live in bondage, to never come out of your comfort zone, to always be afraid of what is around the corner. What if this happened? What if that happens? So many of us live in that fear of what could happen, what might happen, and nothing has ever happened yet. But we live in that fear of, oh my goodness, what if I do this? What, you know, this might happen or that might happen. No, stop. God has not caused you to a spirit of fear. That is not of God. Freedom is of God. So live in freedom. Walk in your freedom that God has given you. And I pray that you will not, starting today, that you're going to make up in your mind that you're going to live your life free. And it's not something that we can do on our own. We need God's help. Say, God, like, Lord, help me. I've been living in fear for all my life. I've been living, I'm afraid of this divorce. I'm afraid that my cancer might come back. I'm afraid of this pandemic. I'm afraid to start this business. I'm afraid to speak in front of people. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid, whatever you're fearful of, tell God. Tell him. It's not like he doesn't know. He knows. But just tell him and say, God, I need you to strengthen me. I need you to help me, God, because I don't want to live in bondage no more. I know that you want me to live in fear, and I want that for myself. I want to be free in you to do whatever you have called me to do and to be. We need to pray that prayer and to live a life of freedom is such an awesome thing. And I pray that you will pray that prayer and ask God to help you. Well, that is all for this week's podcast. I hope you were blessed by this. And I pray that you will no longer allow the enemy to keep you in bondage of fear, but to walk in the freedom that God has for us. And until next time, I will see you or talk to you later. Peace.